Some of the behind the scenes, and guess what? Since I have this on YouTube, you get to see some of it as well. This is Chris, of course, of Innovative Modeling Talent Management, and this evening I have a very special in-house guest. We have Tia Geis here. Hi, Tia. How you doing?
Hi.
Thank you for rolling through, especially for the fact that now the show has started. Yay. Right now I am going to kind of do a little bit of stalling, but I am going to kind of try to do the show as I had it scheduled. I do have some guests tonight. Besides Tia being on, I do have Diolino from Hawaii. She's an actress out there who's going to be calling in. But first and foremost, I created Innovative, IMTN Worldwide Radio on the basis of the talent that I do get to work with in and out the state. There are so many people out there who don't get good venues to perform or good venues to show their pictures off or good venues or forums to talk about themselves and who they are and what they're all about. So I created a show based off of that to where they can call in, they can be heard, people can find out where their links are and see more of them to, and also for them to get the experience as far as doing that. I want to go ahead and get out some of my shout-outs as well. One of my newest talents, Danielle Coco Denise, she's out there in Los Angeles, California. I'm very happy to be working with her. She's a very dynamic talent. She's real easy to work with, and she's beautiful. I want to say hi to Krista Elise. Side note, we saw her twin today at Bronner Brothers in Atlanta. It's kind of scary.
Hi, Jessica.
Yeah, there you go. Also to Beatrice Jean, who also actually might be calling in tonight, Amaryllis Vargas, Danny Monique here in Atlanta, Kavita Shanae in Fort Lauderdale, Quanita Copeland, North Carolina, Majita Giddens, who also might be calling in out of Tennessee, and, of course, Ben Bay out there in Phoenix, Arizona. So just wanted to give a quick shout-out to those lovely ladies and actresses and models. A lot of these have made a lot of great strides to, you know, set themselves apart from others in the industry and modeling and acting, as I mentioned. So definitely check them out in the future. I'm just checking to see if anybody's calling out so far. So what I was going to do now, of course, is Tia is here. Tia has been here for the last 7, 8, 10 years or so. It's just been a week.
Wow.
Just getting kind of used to her being here, kind of, sort of. But for people who
obviously
don't...
Obviously, it's been too long. Here it goes. You'll miss me when you're gone.
Anyway, what I wanted to do is give Tia a chance to, you know, talk about her week, and I'm going to do that later in the show. But right now, for people who don't know you, go ahead and kind of introduce yourself and... you know, tell them where you're from and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, my name is Tia Geis. I am originally from Germany, List, Germany, that's out in the country, mountains, where they yodel Lady Who and all that stuff. I live in Fort Myers, Florida now, and I am a model / aspiring actress. I also host Dreammaker TV, shout out to Mr. Celebrity. You can check that out at youtube.com/DreammakerTV. And I guess that's about it.
Okay, that's definitely a little bit of a start. Of course, if you go to my website, www.imtnworldwide.com, you look under actresses, you look under models and talent, you look under testimonies, you'll see plenty of content, stories about Tia, definitely some of her new images. I posted up a few of them today, of course, on my Facebook. But if you go to my website, all my links to Facebook, Twitter, everything is on there, so you can kind of get to know Tia Geis a little bit more. Right now, what I'm going to try to do is actually I did hit up one of my first guests. She's over there in Hawaii. She's 6 hours behind. I'm also waiting for Majita and Beatrice to call in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to probably take a little bit of a break. I'm just looking at what time I have on my show. This is also an opportunity for little audience participation because I have a little bit more time because one of my other guests is not going to be able to call in. So it's definitely an opportunity for you, if you're listening, to do a little bit more than just listen. You can call in, get to, you know, ask Tia a few questions about herself, you know, where is she, you know, where would she like to be in 3 years kind of a deal? Do you want to marry her? You know, all that kind of good stuff.
None of that.
You know, but in the meantime, I'm going to take a quick little break. I'll play a little bit of, you know what, I'm going to just play theme music for a minute because I want to play something else later. For my group Flying Without Wings. But in the meantime, I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll come back in a minute. IMTN Worldwide, Episode 18. Peace. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 18, here with the lovely Tia Geis.
Hello.
All right, cool. What we're going to do, I'm going to change up the lineup a little bit because I am going to want my guests to call in, so I'm giving them a little bit more time, so I'm going to switch it up. And we're going to go right into the meat of my show tonight and talk a little bit about Tia Geis. As I mentioned, she's been in Atlanta for the past week. She does not live in Atlanta. As you mentioned, she's from Fort Myers, Florida, so she took a little bit of a trip.
8 hours.
8 hour drive she took. So she's here, and she's had a lot of things going on.
It's definitely worth it.
It's definitely worth it. So what I'm going to do is basically, you know, Tia is someone I met last summer as I was in Fort Myers. And from then to now, I would say a complete transformation has occurred. She has changed from someone who she thought she could accomplish the goals that she had set out for herself when it pertained to modeling and acting, but she's now someone who knows these things can happen. She knows she can do it. Again, welcome Tia Geis to the show.
This is Tia Geis. I am TM Worldwide Radio.
All right, Tia, let me ask you a question. First of all, because you know this has been something we've been talking about all week, how are your feet, Tia?
Why do you have to start off with that, Chris? Okay, so basically I've been doing the Bronner Brothers hair show all weekend, and not complaining or anything, but my feet are a little tore up. I definitely need a pedicure soon,
as soon as possible.
She's
showing me the damage, and she could use some help. It
hurts being a girl.
Yeah. So tell me, what was the very start of your week? What did you do when you get here? Because I didn't see you until the second day.
Exactly. I started off with meeting Mr. Celebrity. Well, I've met him before, but working with Mr. Celebrity on Dream Maker TV. Mm-hmm. We went to Club Crucial, which is T.I.'s club here in Atlanta. And he kind of just threw me into it and got me started on doing interviews. Surprisingly, I did pretty well. Can't complain. I had a good time. And I definitely surprised myself because I was pretty nervous when I first started it. I've never hosted before. I've never done an interview before. I wasn't exactly sure what to ask, but it kind of just came to me naturally, thankfully. So that's pretty much how I started my week. And then I met up with you, Chris.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about Dreammakers real quick. What did it mean to be put in that position in the first place? Because like you said, it was your first time.
Well, I definitely felt honored just for the fact that I stood out somehow. I caught his eye. He has been hosting Dreammakers by himself for a while. And just knowing the fact that I caught his eye meant a lot to me. I was flattered, I guess you could say.
Okay. And I think you mentioned that. I know I was typing. When can we see Dreammakers?
You can see Dreammaker. He's actually editing the first reel. Like I said, he had been doing Dreammaker for a while, but since I started, he actually wanted to really revamp the whole thing and start over with using me as co-host. So as soon as he's done editing that, I'll be able to post it.
Okay. All right, so let's see. What's next? The next day, actually Wednesday from that day, but what did you do Thursday? Let's get to the real heart of the matter. What did you do on Thursday?
I don't know. What did I do Thursday?
Well, you asked me. I don't remember anything.
I don't either.
Actually, quick shout out to OPP Studios. Kiende Thompson just actually walked in the door.
Kiende, woo! Photo shoot.
Was that what I did Thursday? Okay. So let me ask you this. So how was your experience shooting with OPP Studios?
It was an experience, an all-day experience. I want to shout out to Kiende and my appreciation for him sticking it out with me all day. Thank you. Shout out to OPP Studios. He did a great job. We just recently got to see the pictures, and they turned out really great. I started off with the red dress look. That was fun. We were out in public on the side of a street, and to give a little hint, I will model for food. Take it how you want it. I'll model for food. You'll see the photo shoot. You'll see what I mean when you see the photo shoot.
And technically, you can actually see some of these sneak peeks on www.intmworldwide.com and also www.opppstudios.tv, and that's opippestudios.tv. So check both sites to see a lot of these images. I'll be uploading them, pretty regularly. So stay tuned for more, plus video, because there was some video footage. There was a nice interview that we did with Tia at the end of the shoot. And there's definitely some really cool looks that she did that she's never done before. She did her own makeup, which was very impressive. When you look at the
images. I'm multi-talented.
So, definitely models, you need to learn how to do makeup. Point one. What did you do Friday evening, Tia?
I don't remember my days, Chris.
Come on.
Don't remember.
Help me out. None of this was written down, by the way. You did something Friday. I know it was event-related, I believe. Wasn't it?
Everything's been event-related.
Okay. Well, I believe you were either interviewing. So, let's see. Thursday, Friday. Yeah, you were interviewing someone else Friday, wasn't you?
Friday, I believe that was the day I was working on the mixtape.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. There you go. Tell me about that.
I was at Dreammaker Studios with Mr. Celebrity once again, and he decided that we would be the first TV host to host a mixtape. It was a mixtape for June Fire promo, and pretty much we just hopped on it and made you want to listen to it. We gave it a little bit of life, and it has about 50 songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also used to advertise Club Ritz, so we threw in a little bit of information about that, and then we kind of used it to promote ourselves. It was a lot of fun. It was the first time I was in a studio. actually recording. So it was kind of fun to hear my own voice. Not really. I didn't really like it at first, but it took some getting used to, but now I have to say that I did enjoy it.
Well, that will definitely make that experience special because, like I said, it's, again, something you haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after that, of course, Saturday, Sunday, and today, we were at Bronner Brothers International Hair Show. Who are you representing, and tell me about your experience.
I was representing Sophisticates Black Hair Magazine. There was about, I want to say, 6 female models and 3 or 4 male models. We had a lot of fun. We did giveaways all day long. We did raffles. We had a dance-off for tote bags, so everybody was doing the Dougie.
Oh,
I have to say that was my favorite part. But like previously mentioned, my feet hurt, like a word I can't say.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
really
thank bad. You. Thank you for censoring yourself. I did forget to mention that just to make sure you didn't do that. But anyway.
I thought about it.
Oh, okay. I'm noticing that something is not recording, so we have to re-record over. Anyway, let's continue. What was the most, let's see. I don't even know if I want to ask that question first. What was the most memorable part of Bronner Brothers for you? Let's ask that one first.
The most memorable part of Bronner Brothers was the really hot girl in the really cute outfit with the men on stilts.
Oh, boy. I've already put that.
I'm answering honestly. That was my most memorable part. When she started dancing for the dance-off to get herself a free tote bag was by far the best part.
Yeah, I'm glad I was standing on the opposite side because I didn't need to.
I mean, I could barely handle it. I'm sure a lot of people couldn't barely handle it.
I actually put it on Facebook earlier that, you know, I think I saw the perfect booty.
I believe it was from Universal Circus. I think that's why they were there.
That would make sense. Wow.
There was a few people from Universal Circus. I took a picture with one, was it a guy or a girl? We're not quite sure. But it was someone who was dressed in rainbow. You know, that makes sense if it was a guy, right?
Yeah.
And they actually were growing their fingernails for 23 years, he mentioned. They were really long and really thick. Like, I didn't even know fingernails could get that thick. So that was definitely a memorable part, too.
What was, okay, let me see, I'm going to have to decide how I'm going to do this. Okay.
You are live on the radio.
I know, I got 10 minutes. We're going to record these last 10 minutes of video. Okay, what was the most memorable part of your trip? You had a lot of experience
with my whole trip.
You know, even today, you know, getting asked by new
New Expressions.
New Expressions to, you know, do a
Bronner Brothers, New Expressions.
Promo modeling for them as far as hair, which is why your hair looks so nice and luscious right
now.
Yes, I'm
so cute.
Showing
you guys should feel
bit.
That. I was doing so fine. You see that?
By the way, she's going to have to come in red, everybody.
Yes, right. That was a memorable
red.
Part. It should never be that hard to get your hair colored at a hair show.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that. I was very upset.
But other than that,
I want red hair. No Rihanna.
Trying not to roll my eyes.
I love Rihanna.
What was the most memorable part of your whole trip, would you say? Besides dinner.
Dinner was fun. Which dinner? Olive Garden?
Yeah.
It was nice.
I know there was a lot.
The most memorable part actually had nothing to do with working or modeling. My most memorable part of the trip has to be just spending time with my sister and getting to see my uncle again for the first time since I was maybe 7. I really could barely even have any memories of him. But he took me and my sister out to dinner, and that's an interesting story because we actually just found out I had another sister about a year ago, and this was the second time that we actually got to hang out. So that has to be my favorite and most memorable part of my trip.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I was very excited to have the opportunity to have you up here for a long period of time, not just, you know, kind of in and out, because it was going to allow me to really get a lot of stuff done potentially. And then the other part of it was that you being up here, the more people see you, the more stuff that was going to happen almost by default. Because like I said, you know, between your personality, of course your look, of course your, you know, abilities as far as modeling and things of that nature, and then the abilities you didn't know you have. but you ended up developing them, was going to count.
Thank you for saying personality first. I appreciate that.
But that's a big deal. And like I said, a lot of people overlook that. And then, like I said, this is the Atlanta market. Nobody cares about that here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you have noticed that at this point. But like I said,
a lot of people don't have very good personality.
Exactly. You can overcome those things. And once you do that, like I said, I've always said, once you put yourself in front of someone in person, they have to make a decision. Do they want to actually go ahead and work with you, or do they want to settle for the, you know, I've got to be politically correct, you know, but the sorriness that's out there right now. They want it the easy way, that's fine, but, you know, let's be real. Do you really want to just keep getting the same bad stuff over and over again? I have an artist in D.C. right now who's wanting to come to Atlanta to try to shoot, because he couldn't get anybody to do his video, and he was paying, you know. And I had did a posting for his video as far as casting for it. I had dozens of people hit me up on it. And then he hit me back, and he had a lot of people sending him professional pictures, camera phone pictures, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's like it shouldn't be that difficult. But I'm really happy for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of your work ethic. Like I said, you're very deserving of all the accolades you've been getting throughout the week. You've been getting a lot of good reviews by a lot of these corporations and companies, people that I know, and they want to work with you. You know, there's one particular, you know, person that, you know, I know he's real serious, and he wants to try to get you in some print.
He said I was awesome.
And I know I've known this guy for a minute, haven't really worked with him that much like I would like to, but him saying that, and you know, like I said, we hadn't seen each other in a year and a half, you know, so I know he's pretty serious about it. So, where can people find you on the Internet, Tia? I almost forgot to mention that.
Well, first of all, you can Google me, as Chris pointed out, Tia Geist. I will be the first person. Actually, I think I'm the only person, because after you said that, I did Google myself. Anyway, Google Tia Geist, T-I-A, that's Juice with a G, and also Facebook. You can look up Tanisha Geist, that's T-A-N-I-S-H-I-A, Juice with a G. And Dreammaker TV, of course, youtube.com, Dreammaker TV. You can also contact me through Chris Leister here at impmworldwide.com or email him at impmworldwide@gmail.com. On Twitter, at Tia Geist. And I think that's about it for the Internet. Model Mayhem.
Her website will be soon to come eventually, so be looking out for that. And she mentioned my links already, so I won't go back into those again. Right now it's looking kind of iffy as far as the other guests, so I'm continuing to talk about Tia since I got her here. But also, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about some of the other folks. I'm going to talk about, you know, some of the ladies that are in Florida, Crystal Elise, Latoya Trotta, Amaris Vargas, as I mentioned before. Did I say Beatrice Jean? Beatrice Jean, Kavita Shanae, you know, these are some people that you're going to hear a lot about here in Atlanta. You got Danny Monique, the Collins twins are here, Gigi is here, Carnita Copeland is over in North Carolina, and Gigi G is over there in Tennessee doing her thing. Like I said, Danielle is out there in Los Angeles, Galan is in New York. The hip-hop group Flying Without Wings is out in Los Angeles. There's a lot of people that I get to work with on a regular basis that y'all should be booking, point blank. These are people of the future. They're young, they're beautiful, they're handsome, they're talented, all that kind of stuff, and continue to ignore them on the basis, what, you don't want to pay, you're going to pay somebody, and you're paying other people, and you're not getting what you want. And I have corporations booking these people. It should be more than it is, but the eventuality is everybody's going to catch up. And it's a big deal to me that these people are recognized. Like I said, if y'all saw what I saw over the last 3 days from Jason Barner Brothers and just the attention she got during the week, I should make you stand up and go.
No.
But I already know you.
I'm not a webcam model.
But, I did say that y'all not going to.
Somebody
do that.
Stopped so, me at a gas station and gave me a flyer that said, in need of adult live webcam girls, something like that.
Yeah.
You get the idea. I was mad.
Yeah. So.
And insulted.
Get used to it up here. It's not even hot yet, so I don't even know what you're going to do when you're up here on a regular basis. But anyway, on the eve of, that's another thing, you know, some of the Florida people will be coming up halfway decently soon, hopefully, on a regular basis, and that's going to heighten the sense of urgency, you know, because like I said, Atlanta does have all these projects coming in town, and I believe some of the people that I work with will be in some of these things nationwide and eventually, you know, internationally. So I'm really excited about possibilities. Again, www.imtnworldwide.com. Check on all the links. You can always listen to previous shows and current shows of the radio show, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. On my website, all of my Facebook, Twitter links are on there. I have Skype now, too, if you got to communicate with me. I got 2 minutes left. Anything that you want to throw in there at the end?
Definitely YouTube.com/DreamMakerTV. Subscribe to it. It's definitely going to be interesting. That's about it.
Well, again, like I said, I am going to miss you, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, you will. You'll miss the mess I made of your room.
Man, I don't know why I didn't take a picture. Cause nobody would believe me otherwise. I mean,
I'm not a messy girl.
Yeah.
I just enjoy living out of suitcases for a week.
No comment.
Having to pack for photo shoots and then going shopping also.
That was a nice little long.
But it was worth it
because we did get the outfit that pretty much everything. So now that we have our 90-second announcement, I guess we're going to shut the show down. But what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and play this little tidbit from something. I'm not going to tell y'all what it is. I'm going to just play it. I got 1 minute, so I'll let it go and see if anybody's listening catches on and see who it is or whatnot. It'll be a surprise. A little something from a long time ago, way back. And but I just had to do it. I'm glad I did it, so whatever. But this is Chris.
And Tia, guys.
And Tia, guys. I am Tia for a lot of radio. So,
signing out.
Off.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5:00.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home, being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhyme. Viewer hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 Commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson the Lala. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back. That sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. But definitely not Wyatt. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my level of choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television. Tune in to 107.9. Get the agency later.